Blog Talk Radio.
And everything you got going on and how cool your son is. Good morning, welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning. Who else just joined us on the line before we get started? I think we'll...
Good morning, Ed from Orlando.
Was that Ed from Orlando?
That's correct.
Good morning, sir. Great to have you here. Welcome.
Hi, Chris in San Diego.
Was that Chris? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. It is wonderful to have you on the call. Welcome, welcome.
Ryan and Shannon McDonald, Team Washington.
Good morning.
Ryan and Shannon. Good
morning.
Welcome on the call. Great to have you here.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic call. Thank you very much, Sylvia, for welcoming everybody on. It is going to be a brilliant call this morning. You know, Sylvia said when she was introducing everybody on the call, when she was talking to Duran and Nicole Barnes, she was reminiscing about Cabo San Lucas last year, about Las Ventanas, and about next year. And that's where this call got generated from. I remember when working with one of my greatest mentors, he looked at me and he said, with a piercing eyes, and he has that dominant look and those big hands, as he looked down, he said, "You're in danger of becoming a wandering generality." And I remember at that point thinking, what's a wandering generality? And I guess that's what he wants me to ask him. And I said, "What's a wandering generality?" And he said, "A wandering generality is somebody who says to themselves, all my life I want to be somebody. And sooner or later they realize they should have been more specific." I thought about that, and he said, "Yeah, look, it's so many people in your group, they have an idea that they want to get better, that they want to do a little bit more, that they want to have a little bit more, but they're not specific. You don't want to get to the end of your life and say, wow, I know I wanted to be somebody, but now I truly understand that I should have been more specific." As we get on these calls in the morning, these calls are effective when they change the day that we're about to have. When we take a few minutes not just to listen in, but to truly hear it and do something different. So the first thing we want to learn is be specific around what it is that we want to create and who it is that we want to become. But then there's a little bit more. He said, when you understand that, the goals are dreams with the deadlines. Do you have some deadlines that you've written down? Ones that are a long way out in the future, perhaps 3 to 5 years. Some that are 1 to 2 years. Some that are 6 months, some that are 3 months, some that are 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day. But understand when you create these dreams that God creates endless possibility for all of us. Be aware that the only ceilings in life are the ceilings that we create. You can create whatever it is that you want to create. What goals, dreams, and aspirations would you write down if you believe that failure was not a possibility? If you truly believe that you can make anything happen because you understand that you're going to make it happen. You know, there's so much power inside our goals. The fact is, when we take our eyes off our goals, we begin to see obstacles. You can always tell the people that are goal-driven because they talk about where it is that they're going. You can always tell the people who don't have goals because they're always talking about what's going to stop them getting there. The people who have goals are truly focused on those goals. They're not focused on the effort. In fact, the people that have those goals, they seem to have energy, drive, and enthusiasm. And other people just seem to have down, gloom, hanging all around them. You know, visualize yourself as the person that you want to be. Who is it that you've decided that you're going to be? Why is it you've decided you want to go there? Do you have a clear vision of who you will be? You know, so often it's so easy to decide sometimes who it is that we want to be, but then we wait every day for the perfect day. You know, perfection becomes the ideal excuse for procrastination. I love the way George S. Patton put it. He said, "A good plan executed right now is far better than a perfect plan executed next week." A good plan executed right now is far better than a perfect plan executed next week. Understand that we can all get started today. Understand that we can all move our lives forward today. Understand that we can all have goals for today, for this week, and next week. We can truly impact our lives, move our life forward, and do this in May. Because understand this also. in this economy and in every economy, but particularly in a recession-based economy, if you don't set goals for yourself, you are doomed to work to achieve the goals of someone else. Listen to this. If you don't set goals for yourself, you are doomed to work to achieve the goals of someone else. How many of you on this call, what you're doing is you're actually doing the goals, doing the bidding of someone else because you've not decided where it is that you want to go, so anywhere will do, and you'll realize that other people are directing you all the time. A man's worth is no greater than the worth and the ambition that he has for himself. Great dreams are dreamt on ordinary pillows. Great dreams are dreamt in ordinary pillows. I can remember when Sylvia and I, when our lives were extremely challenging, when everything around us was very different to everything that's around us today. I remember at one stage we were just moving out of our home, and unfortunately we got the AC turned off a little too soon. We had packed everything up and we were moving, and we just literally had some blankets on the ground. We were lying down. We were getting a couple of hours sleep before we had to move, and it was sweltering hot. We were lying there in these pillows, and everything was falling down literally around us. Life was extremely challenging, and as we lay there, as working very hard, unsure about the future that we wanted to create, we decided to become sure about it. And we talked about what it is that we wanted to create. We were very specific about those dreams, like in the way that Sylvia was talking about with Durand and Nicole Barnes, talking about that white sand in between your toes, talking about the sun beaming down, talking about the beautiful friendships and great times that we would be having, talking about when that will happen, talking about how it is that we were going to get there, even though we were lying down on ordinary pillows. We had great dreams of what was going to be creative. Everybody that's on this call can make that happen. But are you taking the time to do it? Create a mental picture of your goals, then work to make those pictures become reality. How many of you have a mental picture of your goals? How many of you can create the emotion of where it is that you want to go? How many of you have them written down so there's some level of specificity so that you can actually enjoy them by reading them? You can put the emotion around them. You've turned those dreams into goals by putting deadlines beside them, and you're creating a plan to help you get there. Set your goals higher than you can reach, then simply reach them. Set your goals higher than you can reach, then simply meet them. You know, goal setting is deliberately getting used to the way the future is going to be. Have you decided the way the future is going to be? Are you going to let somebody else decide for you? Because you're either moving towards your goals, or you're a wandering generality that's being guided towards somebody else's goals and you're helping them get there. Most people fail not because they aim too high, but because they aim at nothing. Most people fail not because they aim too high, but they aim at nothing. Understand that you are fooling yourself, that you're living inside your intentions, so you don't have a good plan if it's not written down. Most people fail because they aim too high, not because they aim too high, but they aim at nothing. You are aiming at nothing if your goals are not written down. Are your goals written down? You are aiming at nothing if your goals are not written down. You don't have a date beside them. Are your goals written down? You have a date beside them. You know you're aiming at nothing if your goals are written down. You don't have a date beside them. You can't find them right now. Could you put your hands on your goals right now? You're aiming at nothing if you can't find your goals, if they're not written down, if you don't have a date beside them. You can't put your hands on them right now, and you don't know what it is that you're going to do today to get yourself to where it is that you want to go. Because understand that what you want to do is set a goal, then get rid of all those things in your life which are keeping you from attaining your goal. What is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you've decided that's necessary for you to have inside of your life, that you've decided that you want to have as you want to start creating it now, and that you understand that now is the best time to make it happen? Because now is always the best time to make any goal happen. But particularly in our industry and this time, there are more people looking with a greater sense of urgency. I love the way John Wooden put it. He said, make each day your masterpiece. Why? You have control over that. Make each day your masterpiece. You have control over that. I learned something that I truly learned love to learn with Liam. You know, I love the fact that when we get up in the morning, we get to spend some time together, and getting him dressed, and he's lying down there, and he's just been all giggly, and you're getting him up, and you're changing his diaper, you're helping decide what it is he wants to put on. Do you want to put on short pants? Do you put on jeans? And we talk about having the best day ever. And you can see when you talk about the best day ever, we talk about what would you like to have. We talk about fire engines, looking at bugs, looking at things, and you can see that glee in himself. You can see that Justy's shaking with excitement. He can't wait to get onto that day. He's got a massive big vision of having the best day ever. And then we decide, we talk about it, we're a little bit more specific, what it is that we're going to do. I don't know how much of it he gets, but I know he gets the key words, and he's going, yes, fire engines would be a great thing today. Yes, he talked about orange juice would be great today. Yes, raisins would be exciting. Go and see clouds, big trucks and all these things, and we talk about it. We talk about what we'll do in the morning and what we do in the afternoon. We create our little plan, and we go out there and do it. And it's so much fun, whether it's just in the morning, or I mean after lunch, when you're rocking him back to sleep, or maybe it's in the evening when you're rocking him to sleep. And we talk about the best day ever. And you say, was that the best day ever? And we talk about what it is that we did. And he goes, yeah. And you can see him rock and rock and rock and dream about his best day ever. That he falls asleep and just excited about the day that he had. Happy to fall asleep and know that he's going to have another day like that tomorrow. In fact, there are more best days ever. How many of us lose that as adults because we don't create them? The reality is we have more control over ourselves today than we ever did as children. We can create our best days ever because we can take it in our own hands and make it happen. We can go to bed every night and dream about the day we had. Lie in our pillows, those ordinary pillows, because remember what we said. Great dreams are dreamt in ordinary pillows. We can move forward and create whatever it is that we want to create. Be specific. What is it that you want to create? Be specific. It's not specific if it's not written down. Be specific and set a date beside it. Be specific and be able to put your hands on it right now and create a daily plan as to how you're going to get it and then do it daily. What is it that you want to create? Everything is within your reach. What is it you want to create in May? We have got 2 weeks toward till the end of this month. Anything is possible for everyone that's on this call. Decide today, not just to listen in, to hear it. How do you know you've heard it? Because you grabbed a piece of paper. You wrote down something specific that you want to achieve. You wrote down a date that you want to achieve it. You decided there was something you want to achieve in May. You've written down that you're going to achieve it by the end of May. You've written down a daily plan that you're going to get it done, and you're going to get it done. How do you know? Because you're going to do it, and you're going to do it daily. Because you decided that you deserve, because you've decided that your family deserves, because you've decided that your church deserves, because you decided that your community deserves more best days ever. God bless every single one of you. Make this be a best day ever. As John Wooden say, make each day your masterpiece. You have control over that. God bless every one of you. We love you all. Make this the best day ever. Make tomorrow an even better day. Let's go out there and make this a great life. Why? Because you deserve it. And you've decided that you're going to go out there and make it happen. God bless every one of you. We love you all. And look forward to speaking with you all on the call tomorrow. Cheers, everybody. Best day ever.
You know, Matt, it's exciting whenever I listen to Garrett when he gets on Vision. I've heard him talk on that a couple, three times, and I think if people will really just do what he just mentioned, write down their goals, write down their objectives, keep it in front of them, know exactly where it's at, and stay on course, they will start to see their life change, not just in business, but in every aspect as they go through their day.
I couldn't agree more, Troy. I mean, setting goals is a big part of success. I mean, without a roadmap, it's like, you know, the analogy of a roadmap. If you don't have a roadmap and you're trying to take a trip, or for instance, a canoe trip like I did last week, if you don't know where you're going, we almost got on the wrong river. And if we would have got on the wrong river, we would have ended up at the wrong destination. So without a goal, you don't have a destination. And so you need that map, something to look at every day, something tangible so you can stay focused. Because there's good things and bad things that go on throughout a day or a week or a month. Things affect you. But if you can ultimately look at that long-term goal and know that you're going to get to the top of the mountain, then you will. And, you know, I tell a story that, you know, I've talked about this before. When I was back with Equinox International back in the 90s, you know, I was very young. I was 20 years old, and people didn't believe that you could make the kind of money I was talking about. Of course, I was sort of doing it the wrong way, but I knew I'd get there. I knew eventually I would have success in the network marketing industry because I stayed focused on my goal and then took the actions and the training and the mentoring to get there.
Well, I think that's the key. And going back to one of your favorite books, Think and Grow Rich, you know, Napoleon Hill tells story after story after story of successful men who kept their vision in front of them. They didn't let the everyday happen chance, you know, affect where they were at. They didn't let the Great Depression affect where they at. They didn't let all the failures affect where they were at. They knew what their vision was. They kept it in front of them. I know when he talks about Edison in there, he talks about all the times he'd written in his journal when something didn't work. But he never saw them as failures. He just saw them as ways that didn't work, and he'd go out and he'd create a new way. So everything that you're saying is dead on. It does take that map. And I've always taken the word map and said massive action plan. And that's how I look at that word. And I tell people all the time, you know, you can have your long-term goals. You can have your New Year resolution, whatever you want to call them. But if you truly want to be able to hit the mark, you've got to have that massive action plan, that daily plan of operation that you're going to open up, you're going to look at. I keep mine in a leather notebook. And every day I open it up. It's got every aspect of my life. It has my day charted out. Doesn't mean that I'm going to hit everything that I plan, but when I look at it, I always know where my next step is. Oh, I need to go do that. Oh, I need to go do that. If I get drawn away because of one of the kids or because Paige needs me for a while, I come back, I open it up, I look at what my time of the day it is, I say, okay, here's where I need to get going. And I just keep going forward. And when people do that, it isn't too long, you know, 2 weeks, a month, 45 days, you start to realize, I'm further ahead than what I was last month. All of a sudden, you start to realize, I'm reaching it. I'm going for it. I'm going to make this thing happen. And I think that's the cool part about it.
Absolutely, and you nailed it, though. I mean, we can set goals, but without massive action or any type of action period and moving forward, then you're not going to achieve the goal. So, you know, taking those action steps, as you say, massive action plan, I always say massive action equals massive results. Mm-hmm. And it's so true, but if you don't take action, you're definitely not going to get there.
Oh, and that, well, just like you guys going down the river, you know, you can make all the plans, you can pack up all the gear, you can even get to the river, you can even put the canoes in the river, but until you start moving down the river, you really haven't started your trip yet. You're just sitting there saying, this is what I'm going to do.
Exactly. And, yeah, no, you just nailed it. And it takes a lot of preparation, and don't over-prepare for things as you're moving forward is another thing. A lot of people get
paralysis of analysis.
Yes, thank you. It was on the tip of my tongue. I couldn't spit it out. A lot of people get into the paralysis of analysis, and you know, a lot of times there are systems in place. There are, you know, for instance, here with this team, there's a success guide. It's a proven plan, a proven plan of action. And another thing is, don't reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Plug into something that works. I mean, I've always, you know, been under the adage of find someone that has what you want, do what they did to get what they got. And as long as you've got that success plan, something that's proven, and you don't defer away from it and try to reinvent the wheel, it's going to help you ultimately get to your goal faster.
Well, you know, you hit that one right on. And I think a lot of times people, they watch TV, they watch these famous people, these millionaires, these businessmen, and they think, wow, you know, these guys, they just have a brain on their shoulders. But there's not one of those that didn't go out and say, hey, you know what, here's what's already working. Let's go out here and master this, and then we'll do it better. And the man that comes to mind right off the top of my head is Donald Trump, because a lot of people don't realize his dad owned massive apartment complexes in New York. And literally, in some cases, some people called him a slumlord because a lot of those apartments were in some pretty rough parts of town. But Donald grew up in and around real estate. He saw the success that his dad had had. But then he said, you know what, Dad, I think with the way the times have changed, we can do this bigger and better. And he got into office buildings, and he got into hotels and resorts. And he took what his dad, he took the foundation of the system his dad had created, and he built something new. Now when we see his kids, all of a sudden, we start to see where his kids are saying, hey, Dad, you know what? What you did was great, but I think we need to spin this off. We need to get into network marketing. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to get into TV and entertainment. And you start to see how they're able to master what the people are that created the plan. And when I look at our team here, I just get blown away every day because we have the success guide. It works no matter what type of marketing, whether you're doing online, offline, local, long distance, doesn't matter what you call it. This success guide talks first about growing yourself and then growing your team. But when I look at our system from a marketing standpoint, gosh, Matt, there's nothing we don't cover. If somebody wants to build something locally, we have a complete method of operation for that. They want to do something online, we have a complete method of operation for that. You know, if they wanted to go to the International Space Center, I guarantee you we probably have a method for that. We just haven't let everybody know it yet. We've got something for everybody, and if they will come in and emulate, you hit a key word there, if they will emulate what this plan is, until they're making more money than Jim, you, Matt, Tom, everybody in the when they get to that level and they say, well, this is the most I can make. I need to recreate something. Then they're at a point where they can say, let's take the best of the best and now let's add to it. You don't throw it out with the dishwater. You add to it when you've reached that level. When you've grown as much as you can grow, when you've made as much as you can make, then you go out there and you recreate, or not even recreate, you just add to another spoke in the wheel and you make it work. And what you said, I see people, they get paralysis of analysis or they get a doggone ego and they say, oh, I can do that better than you are. And they're not making any money at all. You know, and I'm a firm believer, until I'm making as much as you and as much as Garrett and as much as Tom and Jim, dude, I'm not reinventing anything. I'm going to go with what you guys say to do because it's a proven system. It works.
And it was an evolution process, Troy. Trust me, what we have today was not what we had a couple of years ago. Believe you me, it's been a work in progress. You know, I always say I learn something new every day, and if I don't, there is a problem. I like to learn something new. You know, as you're interacting with people, you get feedback. You listen to the feedback. You say, okay, what works here and what works there? And that's what it is, evolution. And like you said, don't reinvent the wheel. You add to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. You know, when you look at the engineers that create a car, you know, they can create part of a car, but none of them create the whole car. And it takes little parts of the system that come together. But then at the end, you can look at that car all day long, but if there's not fuel in it, it's not going to go anywhere. And when I look at what we have here, I see the car as the company. I see what Sandy's put together. I see what Sanjeev has put together. I see the way it's created. Then when I look at the fuel, it's the system. The system drives that vehicle. And when people realize, hey, you know what, this is a system, and if I will work the system will work my business. And I listen to the testimonials, I listen to Feedback Friday, I listen to Garrett, I see what Sylvia has going, and it makes me realize, you know what, this really works. When you call me on the phone and say, hey, dude, I won't be on the radio show, I'm getting ready for a canoe trip, I get all goosebumps and get excited because it's like, man, it really works. Matt's taken off. He's going on a canoe trip. When Jim calls and says, dude, I'm going to California for 2 weeks, you know, just keep cranking, I get excited. It makes me realize, wow, this really does work. People can enjoy the lifestyle that they hear about if they just follow the system and let the system run their business. I don't care what business they're in. If they will just do it and do it right. I haven't seen a company that succeeds that doesn't have leaders that have systems. And if they will just follow those systems, the sky can be the limit on where they can go.
It can. And for the average person, that's sometimes what it takes. Well, it is something to plug into. And for me, you know, having been around the industry for as long as I have and having gone through the failures and successes I have, and, you know, I didn't make money or a lot of money in the first company I was ever with. It took me an evolution process of building, you know, as you said, growing yourself and plugging in to successful people. And that's really what it takes is to make sure that you're plugged in. Just stay plugged in. Don't quit. Quitting's not an option. And try is another word for setting yourself up for failure. Just decide to do it.
Well, you know, you hit it right there. And I think most people don't even realize as they go through life that they've learned all these words from dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies in their life. And, you know, they're taught in the real world, well, you just try to do that. They're taught at school, well, you just try to do that. You know, if they're on a sports team and they have a good coach, they find out there is no try. It's a matter of we are going to do this. We are going to win. You know, I've never seen one of my coaches, I've never seen one of my senseis, anybody say, well, I want you to get out there and try to do it. They make sure that you know you're going to go out there and you're going to do it. So your mindset is already set up to the fact, okay, there is no second option here. There is no, I'm going to try, and if I don't make it, there's tomorrow. You know, this is a matter of going out there, giving it 100%, giving it everything you've got in every area. And I know one of my mentors, Art Williams, used to say, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. And at first, when I was young, I'd look at that and think, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But then as I grew older, I started to realize, you know what, when I give my all and I know and I don't hold back, I win. You know, it doesn't mean that we don't have obstacles and hiccups and failures along the way, but what it means is mentally we don't fail. Mentally we don't take it personal whenever something doesn't just go right. And I watched my son this last weekend play soccer. He's 6, and with him he's totally focused on, okay, I got to get the ball from this end of the field down to the goal, and that's his only focus. He doesn't care about anything else. He just knows what he has to do. And it's fun to watch him play because whether he gets a goal or not, he always stays on focus because he has a plan, he has an objective, he's not trying to reinvent the rules along the way. He's going for it. And I think, Matt, that's what we've got to do as adults if we want to win in business.
Oh, absolutely. And the whole key is, you know, you go out, you do it, you give it 110%. You know, for me, I grew up in a very small town in Massachusetts, a town of 2,000 people. There was 5 towns I went to my high school. We couldn't support a football or hockey team, so ours was wrestling. And I remember going out there and wrestling at 119 pounds and 125 pounds as I got a little bit bigger back then. And, you know, if whether I won or lost the match didn't matter, because what you do is you revisit what happened during that match. And your coach or your success mentor here, in the case of network marketing and MLM, will say, okay, well, let's revisit and look at your match. You know, when he did this, you should have maybe done that. Or, you know, for this business, when the prospect asked you this question, maybe you should have reacted this way. And that's all it is revisiting what was done, tweaking it, and making it work better.
Oh, that is so true right there. You know, I think when we look at things, and we take football, let's take football as an example since we're talking about sports. You know, each of the fundamentals are the same. You know, every team out there knows the fundamentals. But it's those individual plays, those individual systems that allow for some teams to go forward. And it's the teamwork within those systems that allow teams to become great. And I think that's what we have here. We've put together the foundation over years of trial and error. We've brought together a dream team of leaders that have been in and around this industry most of their adult lives. We've created and tweaked and prodded and poked until we've put together what we call our success system. And now, for a brand new person coming into the team, for a brand new person looking at our company, let's say, they don't have to go through some of those struggles. They don't have to go through wondering, hey, how are we going to make this happen? Hey, I need to learn these plays and I don't know how. You know, it's not a matter of going out there and sparring and not knowing what the next move is. We've got it all set up for them. All they have to do is plug in. It's kind of like a computer program with Windows. It's just plug and play, man. You just put it in and it starts working. And I've watched that here. It's so fun, Matt, with our team to really look at how many people have never been in our industry before, and they're making both great part-time money and they're starting to replace their full-time income. And I think that's the power behind what we have here at this team, and I compliment you and everybody else that worked as a team instead of letting their egos get in the way and really build something awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, and of course you mentioned the egos. Get the egos out of the way, because that can really kill an organization, is to have somebody with an ego who thinks that their success is because of only them, when in reality it's not. It's because of the team, it's because of the successes, because of everything going on.
Oh, that is the key, and I know we're down to our last 45 seconds. And, folks, I just want to say on behalf of Matt and Jim that we appreciate you listening to this show. But what we want you to take away from this is not, hey, come join our team. I mean, that's always great. If you're looking for a home, we've got a place for you. But what we want you to take away from these calls is the fact that it's all in your hands. You can't blame your upline. You can't blame your downline. You can't blame the company. You have to look inside yourself. You have to say, what's my vision? Am I focused? Am I keeping it in front of me? Have I written my goals down? Don't write down a whole scroll of goals. Just write a few down on a 3x5 card. Keep them with you. Read them at the beginning of the day. Read them at the end of the day. And if you will do that, your life will start to change, and eventually it will change forever. So, guys, have a fantastic day. We will see you first thing in the morning. Live life with passion. Matt, I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Troy. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Have a wonderful day. Make something happen today. Go out and just do it. Talk to you tomorrow.